The sister company of Action Roofing, Action Energy, not just installs solar panels. It's not just that, and it's the includes energy storage, a battery backup, electric vehicle charging, and on the horizon, home automation, solar Action Roofing solar manager Kirk Mueller. He started with his dad, who was a contractor, learning the basics, went to UCSB, environmental studies, a background in solar installation in the LA area, moved back to Santa Barbara as project management and sales with Allen Energy Construction, and then Action Energy, launched by Jack Martin, owner of Action Roofing, launched in third quarter of 2017. Hey, welcome back to Radio Real Estate, Kirk Mueller.
Thank you, Mark. It's so good to be back talking with you again.
Well, it's just about been 1 year, and we got some very exciting news. The timing is really good. No, I meant the radio. The October 15th, 2024, we got some breaking news from Southern California Electric. What's that about?
Yeah, so October 15th, Southern California Edison, our power company here in Santa Barbara, approved what's called the backup switch. The backup switch is going to revolutionize the way that we interconnect a solar and battery system to your home.
And, well, a backup switch sounds like it's a backup. What about the real switch? No, I'm kidding. What is a backup switch?
Well, it's a good point. So traditionally, when we're installing these solar plus battery backup, we do install something called an automatic transfer switch. And it's a big box, and it goes on your wall, and it separates your connection from the grid during an outage so that your solar and battery power doesn't find its way back to a downed energy grid and zap a poor lineman who's working up on the lines trying to get the power back up. So this automatic transfer switch is a large piece of equipment. It requires large pipes to go to it, large conductors or wires. And then there's also a critical load sub panel, so a breaker box that is also piped to this automatic transfer switch. And those are the loads that remain on during an outage. Now, all this is a lot of space on the exterior home. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of wires. We get into a lot of Mickey Mouse wiring of the house when we start to look at the existing main service panel and its electrical wiring. This backup switch connects directly to your Southern California Edison meter, meaning we don't need to hang and pipe and wire an automatic transfer switch, and we don't need to hang, pipe, and wire a critical loads panel. We're able to do all the switching at the meter, so it drastically reduces the cost and time of installation.
Well, that's great news. Did someone from SCE invent this new backup switch, or who came up with that?
That is a great question, Mark. It's Tesla. So Tesla's been pushing the boundaries of how to bring energy storage and battery backup to, you know, the residential market, and how to do it easier and cheaper. And one way to do it is to just remove a bunch of equipment that has to be hung on the wall. So they've worked with PG&E and SDG&E down south in San Diego. Those two utilities have approved it, and we've been doing installs of the backup switch in PG&E territory, just over the hill at San Ynez. And SCE, unfortunately, has been dragging their feet a little bit. Their approval was supposed to come down sometime in April, but they finally have caught up, and it's big news. It's really big stuff for the consumer and the installer. It's going to really make things a lot easier. And there are other manufacturers coming out with their own version of a backup switch that aren't approved by SCE yet, but that's coming soon from other battery manufacturers. But right now, it's just Tesla.
So it just works specifically with the Tesla battery backup, which is what you install when you install solar panels.
Correct. And there's a Tesla has a new battery. It's called the Powerwall 3. It's a really, really nice system. It's got a lot more power, so we can back up a lot more loads. It's DC coupled, meaning it's really efficient. There's no extra solar inverter. There's the solar inverter and the battery inverter are one and the same, and they're all self-contained in an outdoor rated box with the battery. So it's just one nice, sleek looking unit that can be mounted inside or outside. We prefer outside or in a garage. They're really simplifying the installation and making it a lot easier.
What do you mean you prefer outside or in a garage? Is there any other option?
No, there really isn't any other option, I guess.
Because that was going to be a question. That was my question for someone who doesn't have a garage. I see them in garages, but you could do solar and you could have the battery backup outside as long as maybe not direct sunlight.
That's correct. Yeah, best installation practices say to keep it off south-facing walls. As long as it's under an eave, I like to put it on the north or the east-facing sides of buildings. Those are generally cooler than the south or west. And the battery can be hung on the wall. It could also be mounted to a concrete or make contact with the ground. It is flood rated up to 2 feet. So it's really waterproof. It can operate in up to 2 feet of water. So it is meant to be outside. I think it looks great outside. And yes.
And you wouldn't want to buy and put it in like one of these, a tough shed because it needs some circulation. You don't want it boxed in, right?
I mean, it's not. You could definitely enclose it, but it needs some circulation. I wouldn't put it in a tough shed on the south facing wall because that thing's just going to cook. But the vents intakes through the bottom and it exhales, what's the better word for that, vents I guess, the heat out of the top of the battery. So as long as you have 6 inches of clearance on the top of the battery, that's what's called for. So
okay, my guest,
you could cover it.
My guest is Action Solar.
Action Energy.
I wrote down. I had a mistake from when I first started interviewing back in 2021. Yeah, Action Energy. I remember asking Jack Martin, owner of Action Roofing, who by the way has been sponsoring Radio Real Estate for many, many, many years, and the show wouldn't be on the air if it wasn't for some sponsors. So I appreciate it. But I knew Jack Martin when I first started in 1988, 89. I remember meeting him at a property on 6 South Salina Street, 1989 maybe. And so he's been my go-to roofer well before I started the radio program in 1998. So anyway, they started Action Energy. And he told me that he didn't want to name it Action Solar because of all your interest in batteries. Do you ever, so if you do this solar and you have this Tesla battery backup Powerwall 3, you called it, and you got this new backup switch, is that going to save someone $1,000?
I mean, our goal is to cut the energy bill by
90%. No, I meant by avoiding this backup switch avoids a lot of the other connections.
Oh, I would say $4,000 to $5,000 at least.
Wow! Wow, yeah. That's huge. Because I remember talking to you, and and I want to also revisit what the change that happened. I don't know if it was a year ago or more that made it a lot less desirable, and made it imperative if you got solar, you got to get the battery backup. Because what was that ruling that they were buying back energy at night or something?
So we've changed. So the agreement that you get into with Southern California Edison or your power company is generally called net energy metering, or NEM. And we were in net energy metering 2.0, which is a pretty decent buyback schedule, if you will, or plan to be on. They transitioned to something called the solar billing tariff. So it's no longer net energy metering 2.0. Now you get onto something called the solar billing tariff. And under the solar billing tariff, they only give you a credit for that extra solar kilowatt hour that you're putting back into the grid that's worth 30% of the retail kilowatt hour if you were to buy it at that time, where under the previous net energy metering agreements, it was closer to retail rate as if you were to buy it when you put it back into the grid, get a credit for it. So under the solar billing tariff, we're not doing solar-only systems. I quote solar plus battery, because you need that battery to swell with excess solar power during the day and then discharge that excess solar power at night from 4 to 9 when the peak rates are active. So,
that saves you from having to buy electricity because you're mm-hmm. not getting 100% back from that net metering. You're only getting about 30%. When you have solar in this battery backup and the sun goes down, let's say we're changing the clock soon and 4 to 9 is the heavy hitter on the cost, what happens? Do the batteries basically run until the sun rises the next day, or does it? What happens?
That's a great question. You have some flexibility there. So you can set the battery up to only discharge between 4 and 9. So only prioritize the most expensive energy and drain the battery down. You could also set it to discharge down to a specific percentage and save the rest for an outage. You can set it to discharge whenever, it doesn't matter what time it is, all the way down or to 30%, 40%. It's really customizable. It's all on a handheld, you know, app on your phone. So you can go ahead and change it depending on the, you know, conditions of your house, the time of year, the weather. There's also something called they have an emergency setting where if there's a public safety power shutoff or you get an alert on your phone that there's a national weather event in your area, the battery will not discharge. It will charge up to 100% automatically and just wait for the potential power outage. So you're ready to go and you don't have to worry about, oh, wait, I got to change my settings so it doesn't discharge. It's all automatic. So it's a very nice system and kind of takes a lot of the stress out of owning something like this.
Wow. That I understood completely. And that is way cool because I was in my mind, I was thinking, okay, you got this battery, you want this battery backup. It's 100% power goes out at night. Now power goes out mm-hmm. during the day, you got solar, you're fine. But power goes out at night, you want that battery, and interesting ways you can slice it. Use the battery from 4 to 9 p.m. Now, if you got a family of 6 and it's a summer and air conditioning and everybody's watching 9 TVs, you run between 4 and 9 p.m., you might use what?
You might draw it all the way down, or you might not make it to 9 p.m. It's really up to the user. And what's great is that Once you get some data, right, you've had the battery for 6 months to a year, maybe you want to add some more kilowatt hour capacity. And you can do that by coupling on a second battery, right? You stack it right on there. So you can easily add to this system.
And you can also add solar panels, because that was another discussion we always had, is that they, you know, I was thinking if I ever got solar, oh, I'd get solar, then I'd get central AC, and I'd get maybe an electric heat pump to do my heating, and I would just go crazy using electricity. But they won't let me. They won't let you install a ton of solar. It's based on your usage. That's still,
you're right.
It's crazy. Why is that? Why do they care?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know why and how they haven't figured out how to use your extra energy and just sell it to your neighbor, because that's exactly what they're doing. And they're selling it as if they generated it and as if they transmitted it across their power lines from the nearest power plant.
Well, so, with this solar billing tariff, and I don't know if Trump had anything to do with that, because I know he's a fan of tariffs. just kidding. If they're only giving you 30%, you'd think they would love to see you spend money and get a huge solar system. Because then they buy it from you 30%, and they sell it at 100%, they're making money.
Yes, so they claim that they have too much energy on the grid during the day. And maybe that's true down somewhere south where there's a lot of solar panels on roofs. But Mark, I mean, what do you think? Is it 1 out of every 6, 7 houses has solar in Santa Barbara? I mean, probably even less, right?
I would think a lot less than that, but I have no clue. I have no clue. But that, I mean, around here, well, it's very exciting. My guest, Action Energy, what's your title? Manager?
Vice president, technically, but project manager, division manager. I mean, yeah. Kirk, any of those. You're doing perfect.
Kirk Mueller, Action Energy, a sister company of Action Roofing. And if someone wanted to talk to you about either the installation of something new or you do maintenance if someone has solar, even if it was installed by someone else?
We do maintenance programs. We will come out and troubleshoot orphan clients. Those are clients that no longer have their original installer available, whether they're out of business or the relationship soured. We also do solar and battery inspections for real estate transactions. That's getting busier and busier because people want to know what's up there. What are the warranties? Is there monitoring? Is it working? And then also obviously new installations for solar and battery. Our website, www.actionenergysb.com. You could easily fill in a little intake form, and that goes to myself, the project manager, and our administrative assistants, and we're able to go ahead and reach out that same day and talk solar and batteries and get proposals in hands quickly.
ActionEnergySB.com?
That's correct.
ActionEnergySB.com. And what about a phone number?
Yeah, our office line is 805-679-7979.
Well, I got to love that number, 805-679-7979. I wish I was born in 1979. Kirk Mueller or ActionEnergySB.com. I remember asking you, I mean, I have this fantasy about having, I want to, my sister bought a battery, and then she bought a second battery. I got like $700 each. And it looks like the size of a computer. The desktop tower that sits on the floor. She keeps it charged, and she's got a power strip next to it. So, the modem and a TV and things can be powered in. And for fun, I plugged in her refrigerator, and it ran her refrigerator like all night. And it's just a small battery. And I was thinking about getting a natural gas generator. Generac sells one for $2,000. But I was trying to look in on the maintenance because they started talking about like spark plugs and this and that. You don't ever sell a battery without selling solar, do you?
We can. Yes. Yeah. We can sell a standalone battery. There's a couple downsides to it. And the biggest one is you don't get the 30% federal tax credit. So if you have solar paired with your battery, you can get a 30% federal tax credit on the total installation cost. And we've done this before in Burnham Wood, in fact. They just wanted battery backup. It wasn't a huge electrical draw, so one Powerwall, three. But I said, look, we can put three solar panels up on your roof. You can get the 30% tax credit. You can keep that battery topped off. And during an outage, you have a way of actually recharging your battery via the solar. Now, it's not a huge solar system. It's not going to drastically affect your Southern California Edison bill, but there's savings there. So we do standalone battery installations and retrofit if you have existing solar and you want to add a battery, of course. But
did they take your suggestion?
Oh, yeah. Heck, yeah. They love it.
Because by the time you got the 30%, it probably made it. Because I remember asking you, so let's see if you can give me this estimate over the phone. I remember, the cost of the battery was just huge. And so now when you tell us about this this approval of this backup switch, I love it. And, the savings is huge. So for a 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2,000 square feet, the electric bill is not high. What's kind of an entry level? What do you see?
Entry level, we're right around $30,000. So that's for a decently sized solar system, about a 4 kW solar system with one battery. $30,000 kind of is the jumping off point. And then after the tax credit, you're looking at a $9,000 tax credit. So, $21,000.
Wow. My buddy lives down in Redlands, and he got in on the day before the net energy metering went away.
Sweet.
And he got a bid from Costco And then at the last minute, someone said, oh, I got some bad reviews, which I find hard to believe. Costco's great. I think it was Costco. And
well, it's Sunrun. So Sunrun is out of Costco.
Okay. But he got some bad, you know, and he switched to another company, and he spent, of course, he has a huge house, Central Air, 5,000 square feet, and he spent around $37,000, which I guess is not that bad by the time you...
No, that sounds like a deal.
Yeah, but down in he actually lives in Yucaipa, so, you know, everything's less expensive outside of Santa Barbara.
Yeah, 100%.
So there you go. So for $21,000, and then... You know, if you're gingerly using, if you use between 4 and 9, and if you have simple needs, because my example to you before was a family of 6, you know, with 10 TVs. Yeah. If you have a, you know, moderate, like 1-2 people living in a house, I imagine your battery could probably just won't.
Yeah. There's a cool little feature on the app. You could just hit this button that says go off grid. And it'll just completely have the solar and battery handle the needs of your home.
And
so it's a really cool, it's kind of a flex.
And it senses too, if there's a power outage, does it automatically switch to the battery?
Oh yeah. The most electronics stay on. Some of the more sensitive stuff will drop. It's not technically medical grade, but I've seen wireless routers remain powered during the switch. So it's a quick switchover.
Oh, okay. Just that minute. Okay. There you go. We got a great update, new rule, and Action Energy, Kirk Mueller. You can go to actionenergysb.com, actionenergysb.com. Or if you're lucky enough to get through, you could try calling 805-679-7979. Kirk, always good talking to you. Thanks for the info. Say hi to Jack and Steve.
Will do. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with some sales that have happened locally and a little comment about the Goleta Library. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.